be actually changing the podcast.
Welcome everyone to episode 183 of TVI, formerly Two Vegan Idiots. My name is Carl Donnelly.
My name is Julian Francis Dean.
We're joined by famous jungle
DJ. Jungle MC.
Blah, 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 blah.
That actually sounded all right.
Well, that did sound pretty good.
Yeah,
Sean Walsh is in the house, everyone.
Thank you for having me back.
It's all right. It's got in my head.
It's in the jungle house. As a Julian did, I called on the swimming it up, my ears.
So welcome back.
It's actually all right, man. We've been practicing.
We've not physically seen each other since you went into the jungle.
No,
we've communicated, but
before that, isn't it? I feel like I've seen you in ages.
I reckon it would have been. When did you go into the jungle?
But it's not like I met up with you before I went in, is it?
Well, I think I definitely saw you not long before you went in. Like, not, it wasn't months and months and months.
I've seen you since Edinburgh.
I reckon, yes.
Okay, fine. At top secret for 5 seconds.
I reckon it would have been a brief encounter.
Yeah,
but it's because since I've obviously moved from West London,
exactly,
we no longer live near each other, and yeah, so that has changed everything.
And you fell out.
Yeah.
And there's that. Yeah.
Over my jungle DJ skills.
Of your cultural appropriation. Well, it's good to see you physically again.
Very good to see you. Good to be back.
Good to be back in the studio. I've been away. I've been on holiday this week.
Where'd you go?
Went to Ireland, west of Ireland, for my 41st birthday. So what age, what are you? How old are you now?
37.
Julian.
What are you?
41.
Wow.
Wow. You can only imagine what that would be like, Julian, in 5 years when you get there.
Julian, can you get a bigger cup of coffee, please? What the hell?
I can't. Like, I get that annoys me that's the small. That's the smallest one they
get
do.
An espresso size.
No, I mean, but if you want a filter coffee, just black filter.
No.
I say the smallest one, and that's
no,
the smallest.
No. You're wrong. Sorry, because I have the same problem.
Right. Okay.
You like long black.
I don't like long black.
Mate. What's talking that?
That's
coffee.
A filter coffee.
All right, okay, but you like it. So you like it stronger. So it's in a smaller cup. Ask for it. Yeah. In a flat white cup.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I mean, I should say, give it to me in a smaller, physically smaller cup.
Give me that long black.
No, say flat white cup.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm.
No, I agree.
I'm telling you.
I do know. Yeah, I do know. That's
in a flat white cup, smaller than that one.
Yes,
but yeah, okay. The long black is different to the filter. Basically, a long black.
Oh my god!
Isn't a long black a espresso with water?
Yes.
Yeah. Is it?
Whereas a filter is. There's two different types of coffee brewing.
I love this.
A filter is when the water is passed just through all of the water.
Through a human body.
But yeah, so basically you've got an espresso with hot water poured in. Mine is the beans with all of that water poured through the beans.
Oh, okay.
Every bit of water there is passed through the bean.
Oh, right. So it's stronger.
Yours is stronger. The espresso, because the espresso is very densely, finely
ground. It's
like a
Ribena diluting it with water, isn't it? But a coffee version.
Yeah. To explain that to a 4-year-old. Yeah.
That's how I explained it to Twyla the other
day. It's like a fruit shoot.
So an espresso is, I believe an espresso is, can we look this up, please? Yeah. Is it 20 milligrams of coffee or 10 milligrams of coffee? I think an espresso might be 20 milligrams of coffee.
I didn't realise it was a set amount.
What do you mean?
By the way, this is a boring start to the episode. The last episode was the one following the revelations about the comedian Tom Binns. So it was 90 minutes of talks about paedophilia. So if anything, I feel like this one needs to go the other direction. This needs to be a palate cleanser.
Oh, no.
It's 15 grams. How do you feel about the Tom Binns thing?
Is my mic broke?
No, you're back.
Why is it not?
You might have pulled your headphones out.
I think I pulled my headphones out.
Yeah, he's pulled his headphones out.
Where can he put the headphones?
This is a disaster.
Lucas can come and do it.
It's not in the bottom of the stand.
It's not understand there's a wire down there.
Yeah. It's not, it doesn't go in the wall.
Oh, right. Okay, hang on. Sticking out. Put it in one of them.
So, Sean panicked a bit when we started talking about Tom Binns' accusations. No.
But we basically spent the whole episode talking about
it. You're getting all flustered.
What conclusions did you come to?
I mean, we basically covered every conclusion.
Fallen soldier.
Possibly. Yeah, we covered that one. We covered
all perspectives.
Yeah.
How harrowing it is.
Yeah, but so
the ones that haven't been caught yet.
I feel like this one starting on coffee measurements is actually a good palate cleanser. So sorry, espresso is 15 milligrams.
15 grams, yeah.
15 grams of coffee. So a double espresso is 30 grams of coffee. I would say that filter there would probably work out to about 10 to 15 max.
I think we should go back to talking about nonsense.
You know, I got a hot water though.
Just hot water?
Yeah, and I put two of my own tea bags in.
Oh, that is the pikiest thing I've ever seen.
Not because of that, because I like my tea bags. And I had two in
my
pocket.
What do you mean I like my tea bag?
Two peppermint ones, double.
You don't like
up.
Their peppermint tea?
It's all right.
So
but
you just go in and ask for water and they give it to you?
Well, 5p, yeah. It's the first time I've ever done it.
It's a funny amount to spend in a shop.
I know, but you're buying the cup. I did it on my card as well. I thought I found a glitch in the Matrix doing that, though. 5p. Was this 1962?
That's got to be worth more than 5p, that
cup. I
know,
it's a bargain, man.
That's why you got a big one, mate. How much are the smaller ones? One of them's, what, 2p?
2.5p.
They do 2 for 4p, those ones. Yeah.
They've brought back the cents. 2p,
I'm
half
gonna keep that, 5p. Keep that for Crimbo.
Oh, God.
Re-gift.
I didn't know you could do that. Just hot water.
Nor did I, yeah. I just asked for a hot water. And they charged me for
it. And they were totally normal. It was like a normal request. They didn't.
They were a little
out.
Bit like, can we do hot water on this till? And I was like, I'll pay. And I was.
That's the tap.
And I was like.
Here's the tap, not the till.
I was like, I'll pay for it.
That's fucking amazing. I didn't know you could do it.
I said, I'll pay for it, knowing full well it can't be fucking anything.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah.
Yeah, stick my two tea bags in it, you know what I mean? Walk out of there. You know what I mean? Little life hack.
I'm going to guess. I mean, you might know the answer to this. Do you reckon Carl has a... Well, the evidence would say no, but I reckon he does. He got it. He meant to use it. He just faded out like everyone else does.
He's got like a carry cup thing.
Yeah.
I've got...
there we go.
Made of bamboo.
Yes, I have. Yeah. But the reason I don't use it is because I bought one that was so hipster... that it's actually...
You get robbed every time you're holding it. But someone nuts you every time you have a sip.
But it's annoying to carry, and I worry about breaking it.
Breaking it?
Yeah.
It's meant to be rubber on, right?
It's a pottery-style like ceramic cup with this little
the
rubber...
Big handle.
With a rubber, just a rubber
that's
thing
mental.
That sits on.
Where are you meant to put that?
Exactly.
And when you
finish it, you've essentially just got a dirty cup in your bag.
Is it made of clay?
It's made of clay. Yeah. And it was expensive. And like I bought it because it looks
terrible. Purchase.
I've got a little mini espresso one. You know the glass ones with a rubber bit around it, the quality. I've got a little espresso one.
Oh, that's nice.
You've got a really small one.
Yeah.
A massive cup. Just like really extreme sizes.
But if I'm going to get hot water, I might as well like get a lot of it, innit?
Yeah.
I want to get my 5p's worth.
Start going with like barrels. Feel like, so you don't have to spend any money.
Yeah. Can I have some hot water?
At home.
Drag my bath in there.
Chucked 30p down.
Just did a shower head on the end of there for a sec. Start washing my balls.
Can I get a double espresso, please? And can I get a white chocolate brownie? And can you rinse my ball, Zach? I've got one that I just stopped using because you get out of the practice.
I do need to reintroduce
rubber one that's flat.
Oh, the collapsible.
So is that one?
But wait, you still have to. Where do you put that afterwards in your back pocket?
That can fit in an inside pocket.
Right. Okay.
Is it a little bit like bulky still?
Not in a big coat.
What's the because also one thing I would like is to get one that has a element of thermos to it.
So it keeps it hot.
So basically I could make a batch brew filter coffee in the morning.
Okay.
And I could take like three in this.
Or
bit,
just
and it
buy
would keep
one
it.
In Starbucks. Well, yeah. Put your hand in your pocket, mate.
Fuck yeah, no. Fuck off, 5p. Hot water. Go on, mate. Spend a bit of cash.
You could just carry a tea bag and do my life hack that is going to go viral on TikTok today.
But yeah, no, I want one that is like a thermosy thing, but I don't want it to look like a thermos. I'm not a 50-year-old rambler.
Do you know
what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it's I'm in the market at the minute for one that looks nice.
Well, I've gone back to. Do you remember when we started? Did we all start? Do you know? I did my third ever gig with Julian.
No.
Did my third ever gig with Julian.
But how long he's been doing it? Most people did.
I think it was only like my. It was only like my. 15th or something.
Ronnie Corbett did his third gig with
Julian. Larry Grayson.
I read that line in Bob Hope's autobiography. I did my third gig with Julian Dean.
From a circus stalwart.
He was down to 20. He did 11.
But you were quite... You didn't rush yourself when you started. I feel like your first few years, you weren't... You went touring the country.
Chilling.
Yeah, exactly.
I was doing a bit of mirth gigs, like once every few weeks.
I never did one of those.
Not one.
No.
Yeah.
Are they still going?
You missed out on an 8-hour drive to Plymouth with somebody doing coke every 4 minutes.
I did like Birmingham, fucking Portsmouth, those kind of... Yeah.
But when we
started... I got a coach to Plymouth once. That was bullshit.
Fuck that.
Oh, my God.
I used to get some coaches.
The coach home is 1 a.m. and you're hanging out in a coach station.
That is just gross.
I got a coach back from Halifax. That was bleak.
Oh, God. Ugh, what? That off the curb gig there?
Yeah.
Halifax.
But yeah, anyway, you didn't.
No, but I was going to say, sorry, we all kind of started at the same time.
Yeah.
Do you remember when I started, the big thing with male comics was the man bag?
Oh, yeah.
Matt, I've gone back.
Have you?
I've got a man bag.
What, with you?
Yeah.
Show me?
That's not, I don't know if that's.
That's a woman's bag.
No, that's a handbag.
Oh my God, why is there lipstick in it?
Because weirdly, this is insane. I've literally just bought a satchel.
Yeah.
Old school satchel.
Mine's brown suede.
Mine's green canvas. I've gone for a military surplus one.
Didn't they come in straight men's?
Fuck off. I think it's, because I feel like I got to an age in the last year, I felt increasingly embarrassed every time I put a backpack on.
I'm sure we spoke about this here.
This might have been where
I used to wear a backpack. Yeah,
I've always worn backpacks, and now I feel embarrassed.
Yeah, same.
The only other bag I've got that is suitable, I've got a really cool Northern Soul, like a sort of bowling bag. Right, it's beautiful. Yeah. Right, and I bought it in a sort of what was it called? I bought it in a really cool shop in Cardiff that sells like mod clothes, and it's beautiful, but it doesn't have a shoulder strap. So you literally have to carry it.
I can't do that.
So if you put a laptop in it and a couple of other things, water bottle, you're like...
I'm carrying nothing.
So basically, I have just ordered a sort of military surplus shoulder green canvas satchel.
Yeah.
Proper, it is like proper mid-2000s male comedian.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, gone back. Notepad just fits in, biggest thing, iPad.
I think the one I bought will fit a laptop squeezed in because it's soft material. I'll be able to get my laptop in it if I need to.
But when you go away for the weekend?
Yeah.
You take your laptop to the park.
But if I go to a coffee shop, I like writing on my laptop when I start writing properly.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You write on your laptop?
I use my process.
Oh, here we go. Here we go, guys.
Stuart Goldsmith's podcast? I write every idea that I ever have starts in my phone. That's the first point of call for every joke I've ever written.
When you're on the phone, a comic.
On my phone, when somebody calls me from a gig to put it up and fucking nick it. I'll write it in my phone notes, and then I normally then write it in a little notebook. That's where if they're good enough to come out of the phone. Right, they've got legs.
Yeah.
So then they go in a notebook, and if I'm writing a show,
that's strange.
At the minute for Australia, then what happens is once I've got loads of stuff in the notebook and in my notes on my phone, then I go onto the laptop and I start writing the hour as like a sort of.
And what point do you get on stage? Bomb.
Regularly throughout that.
Hang on. So what's on your what's on everyone? Do you have you got notes in your phone? Everyone go to like a latest note.
Oh yeah, yeah. I've been using my email drafts because just easier, isn't it?
Let's see what my.
I don't.
I normally just work.
That's
in
the first. That's the most recent note on my phone. People who watch TikTok out loud.
Very good. Yes. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the beginning.
What, like in public, you mean?
Yeah, just anyone who's got their volume up on while watching us, like any social media reels, you know. What have I got?
What the hell?
This says 41 years old, and it says arguing with an Avis hire car man over their excess insurance while wearing a North Face fleece.
That was basically
my 41st birthday in Ireland. I spent it arguing with an Avis hire car man about their excess insurance.
What was the insurance?
Basically, this is this is more boring than the coffee chat, but I do think it needs saying.
No, go on.
So I as a regular hire car user, I do actually, I happen to know a little bit about excess insurance. I've got my own private excess insurance because I hire cars like average.
You know, I don't know what you're talking about.
Right, so basically.
By the way, is that, who's in the majority? People know right now, the listeners know who knows what you're talking about.
I mean, absolute
insurance excess.
You just said it the other way around.
I think most people know in terms when you refer to an insurance policy.
No idea what you're talking about.
Most people know because they're adults.
Yeah. But anyway, so basically, here's how it works. If you drive a car, you get insurance, right?
Yeah.
And depending on how much you pay for insurance, if you get fully comp, you pay the full amount.
Yeah.
You're normally covered for anything. When you start getting lower cost insurance, like third party fire and theft, which covers if it gets nicked, if somebody burns it out.
Fire and theft.
So basically, or third party, it means it covers you if somebody smashes into you.
Yeah.
You're covered by your insurance, via their insurance.
Your funeral. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So basically, when you hire cars, you have to buy basically insurance at the point of purchase of a hire car. So if you're paying 100 quid for
you buy it like a day insurance.
But you pay 30 quid for a day's insurance.
Fine.
If you want to take the full cover, right?
So, and obviously what they do is when they advertise, only 49 quid to hire a car, and then you come in and then they add the thing that
you get. Because the option of not taking it means that if their insurance will have an excess where basically if you crash it, you don't have to pay the full amount. You wouldn't have to pay 10 grand for a new, 30 grand for a new car, whatever, or 10 grand for all the repairs. What you'd have to pay is the excess on their insurance, which their insurance company would charge you, which would normally be about a grand.
Really? A grand?
A grand would be the excess, right?
So you pay the first grand.
So you'd pay that if there was any damage. This is down the line.
Because my insurance is like 250 excess.
Well, so most insurance, it's your own car, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway... I normally when you hire cars, because I've got my own private excess insurance, I pay about 40 quid a year to have an excess car. I basically hire car insurance policy.
Yeah.
So when I hire a car, I don't have to pay their insurance. I've got my own policy.
Oh, okay.
And if I crash it, I pay the excess of a grand to the insurance company. I can claim it back off my insurance.
Okay, right.
Clever, simple if you use hire cars. Actually told me as a tip, I believe, by our patron, Derek Hill.
My maths teacher, basically.
Yeah. But anyway, forget all this, because normally when you hire a car, because I don't take the excess, you just pay a deposit, like on the car. You pay 250 quid we'll charge this to your card in case you literally smash the windscreen, or when you bring it back, there's obvious damage. They want something against it, just as a show of it's a sort of bit of a trust thing. And the moment you drop the car back, they pay it back to you. I've paid £200 standard in a deposit for every hire car I've hired in the last decade everywhere on earth. Got to Dublin Airport, went to pick up my hire car. He goes, "Do you want the excess insurance?" I went, "Actually, mate, I've got my own." Like, every time I say it, I always feel like, "Fuck you."
Yeah.
And he went, "Okay, well, the deposit is €2,000. And I went, "What?" He goes, "Well, if you don't take the insurance, we have to take a €2,000 deposit."
And
for
you
the
get
car.
That back, though.
He goes, "You get it back when you drop the car." And I was like, "I went. Hang on, forget. I don't care about getting it back. I'm saying you're asking people to pay €2,000 just now on a credit card, even though just as a deposit." He went, "Yeah." And I went, "Well," I said, "How come
you've my card?"
I said, "How come you've got a different insurance policy to every hire car company I've ever used?" And he went, "No, this is standard hire car company policies." And I went, "It ain't." And I had to be that wanker of going, "Mate, I do actually hire a lot of cars.
Actually makes my birthday."
But basically, we had this back and forth where he didn't believe me when I told him that they're the only company that have ever done that.
Oh.
And he said to me, he goes, "What, do you think if I just went to London and hired a car, I'd just pay £200 for the deposit. And I went, yes, that's exactly what you do. And he just didn't believe me. He went, well, what if you crashed it? How are they going to get their money back? I went, well, if I crash your car, you know, that's, it doesn't matter if I've paid £2,000. Like, you know, it's just a new car you're claiming on insurance. Like, the deposit is not reflective of the damage, is it?
You could write it off, couldn't you?
And he just didn't understand. He couldn't get it in his head that they're the only people that do it. He wouldn't believe me.
So what happened?
Actually, we argued about it for long enough that we both started laughing. Like, we both got so bored of the argument that we sort of laughed and we sort of went, oh, mate, whatever, innit? It doesn't matter. We're not going to agree. And it
did
just
you get the
matter.
Car?
No, I didn't. I sort of, on general principle, I was like, I'm not paying £2,000
for
credit
card.
Good
this was in Ireland, was it?
Yeah. Oh. So I ended up just, I took like out their insurance. And then, do you know what? It's very lucky. I didn't crash it or anything. But then
you
I
wrote it off.
Literally found out about a day after that my excess insurance had run out 2 months ago.
What's your ex's insurance got to do with it?
Anyway, so full long story short, he was right. I should have actually taken the excess insurance, but on general principle, we did have an argument about it.
Yeah.
Fucking long, what a long story.
So we've different types of coffees, cup sizes, excess insurance. I feel like just for the listeners,
let's talk about
Tom
Bins.
Do we think Tom Bins touched them?
No. Let's not get back into that. What was your note on your phone? That's what started. That's terrible.
What was Sean's first while I find
I wrote something down that annoyed me the other day, which was the phrase. Where is it? The phrase. When people say they love their food.
Love their food.
Oh, I love my food.
Oh, I love my food. Yes.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
No one's eating and going, oh, I wish I didn't have to do this.
I do know one person that does
no,
that.
No, you don't.
I do.
What are you talking about?
Well, actually, it's changed a bit, but Benny Boot used to always say he hated the act of eating.
That's so mental.
And if he could just be given a pill a day that gave him all of his nutrients, he'd take that overeating.
That acts like Lily Savage. Who's
Paul O'Grady.
Yeah,
Paul
O'Grady. He said that as well.
Really? Benny always said he didn't really take any joy from eating. It was an annoying bit of admin he felt.
Has he got a tongue? Like, that's mental.
I think he was...
That's like not enjoying being wanked off. It's the same thing. Your body is
I don't enjoy that. If I could take a pill every day... Just whacked me off.
I think you're the first person who's ever described Paul O'Grady as an actor.
Oh, yeah.
Like a TV... I'd say he's a presenter.
Well, he's a comedian originally.
Yeah, originally.
And well, he's got a character.
Yeah.
But it's like Tom Bins.
But I...
But yeah, I love my...
Tom Bins' new character's weird, isn't it?
Oh,
look what's in his Edinburgh show.
I really thought we'd have just moved on.
Oh no!
Him and his agent come up with it. It's quite good, isn't it?
Oh no!
Oh God!
So when's his court date?
I don't know. I don't know any information.
No.
I genuinely don't know any further information.
No. What?
I don't know why. I'm not his spokesperson.
Why are you getting so defensive? I genuinely don't know anymore. Yeah. Don't push me.
Pleading the fifth. didn't see nothing, officer.
Yes, no, I love my food. It really annoys me. Like, that's not made you interesting.
I do think the people I love the people that say I love my food. I think a lot of the people that say it are people
fat.
That love I wasn't going to say fat.
No.
People that love shit food.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I would have thought
it's a bloke in a sort of calf in the morning eating a big old fry up going, do you know what? I love my food.
I would have thought the opposite.
No one sitting in a like fine dining Michelin style restaurant is going, do you know what? I love my food. That's not a saying you've ever hear in that voice. It's a geezer saying, I love my food, I do.
Fine.
When he's fucking just tucking into a heart attack on a plate.
Make himself feel better about all of the bad decisions.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just love my food, don't I? Do you know what I mean? It's a justified...
I don't
think you love your food.
I do love food, but I've never ever heard myself say I love my food.
Sounds ridiculous.
I don't particularly love it, though.
What do you mean?
Honest.
Yeah, you strike me as somebody you think of it as a function more than enjoyment.
Yeah.
Really?
I eat, like, yeah.
You think of it as fuel.
I mean, you know, I can, like... I do that. But, I mean, I can kind of crave something and want it. But not generally, though.
Chips. I love chips.
I don't really like chips, though.
I'm happy I eat...
Chip shop chips with vinegar.
Any chips. I've realised now, where
chips.
I don't drink, I... What do you call it when you eat? Where you eat
gluttonous.
Are you,
when you're down, you're a bit down.
You're,
I comfort eat a
you
lot
eat
now.
Your feelings.
Yeah, yeah. I eat my feelings. That I do that a lot. Yeah. You know, I can't go to the
How
pub.
How do they taste?
Yeah. Right. I'm gonna have cake.
Yeah, I always feel like shit afterwards, though.
After eating chips.
Because if I eat sugar, I'll fucking binge it.
Yeah.
And I try not to.
I've been like very clean eating this last.
Vegan.
But you can also eat a lot of chocolate.
You could eat crisps.
Shit.
Oh, okay. And
so, but I've been doing like, I was doing dry January, then I went to Ireland. And it was my birthday. So on my birthday night, I had
quite a few scoops.
Lovely.
But actually, I've been eating very well. Like the whole time, you know, I've started a clean eating thing. You do feel so much better when you're just sugar.
Why wouldn't you want to feel good?
Here's the question, right? What is feeling better? Better than what and how?
Because don't feel their best, though. They don't realise that
this is what I'm getting.
Energy,
to.
Your brain, your mood.
Mine is definitely like my mental capacity.
Memory?
So basically, clear.
Yeah, clear. Because in December, when I was drinking every morning, I definitely noticed a mental impairment over the month.
Yeah, I bet.
I just wasn't as focused on anything. Do you know what I mean?
Lethargic?
Yeah, lethargic.
Shit face.
Pissed at my bonds.
But then into January, I just felt it. And then once I stopped boozing every day, even like in between Christmas and New Year, I suddenly just started winding it down a bit and stopped drinking. And I was still finishing off the Christmas treats. But they were just purely because of the amount, the stock going down, that the intake was less. So, you know.
What are you doing?
He's bringing up the group. We've got questions.
Oh, right. Sorry. But, Julian was just going on his phone.
He does that as well.
Oh, right.
Okay. Do that.
He was probably doing that. And then when I said the group thing,
he went,
oh, shit, yeah, that's what I'm doing. So I just start feeling, I can always feel, when I'm living bad, my base level of just how my brain feels, and your body, like, you know, you can tell when you're bloaty and just fucked. Whereas when I don't, I actually feel much lighter and clearer. I sleep better. You sleep better if you eat well.
You won't know how you feel until you feel it, I guess.
I remember when I would go to the gym a lot and was in good shape, that when I walked into a room, I felt confident.
Kill a man.
That's what Julian takes from the gym.
But just like felt confident, felt like I looked good, and then felt more comfortable with
myself. Because the oxygen's going around better, you're just healthier.
Also, if you're going to the gym regularly, you do look probably better.
Yeah.
Erections were stronger.
Yeah. What other people?
Right, okay. I feel that. Just mainly due to the yoga pants knocking around.
Bouncing off your head. Yeah. Strong ones.
I'd hang mine.
In the dressing rooms.
I'd hang my rucksack on it.
I've started taking my daughter to swimming once a week. I take her to an open swimming session at Tooting Leisure Centre. And it's just like an hour where there's a training pool. It's wicked. The training pool's set aside. It's warm. It's like a bath.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
It's a lovely pool. And I take her and I'm trying to teach her to swim and get her interested
in it.
Just
have a bath in it.
Basically, that's what it feels like for me. It's the pool that I used to go swimming when I was at school, when I was a kid.
Oh, okay.
So it's quite a nostalgic thing. But there's like a sort of weird, because they're used normally for schools, the changing rooms for it are big communal ones that we used to have to use.
Yes.
And like, even because no one else goes there, other than a couple of families. There's never been more than like three people in it when we go.
Sure.
I don't want to change in a big communal one in case there is another family in it. It's like, what if it's, because normally it's mums taking their babies swimming.
Yeah.
So you can't have me and my daughter and a mum and a baby over there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What? Weird. Because I don't want to show my cock to a new mum.
Oh, what, in the changing rooms?
Yeah, yeah, just the changing rooms I'm talking about.
Oh.
Not like... the reception.
Well, you don't have, like, mixed-sex changing rooms,
But no, they're school changing rooms, because it's a training pool.
Oh.
So what I've started doing is just using the normal swimming pool changing rooms.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which are also for the gym.
Don't you want to see our fanny now?
Oh, my...
Good.
Lord. That is mental.
But so they've got a little family cube. They've got family cubicles. I love your reaction and mine. Mine is totally, I'm just dead to it.
Just carry on speaking.
The horror just bounces off me now. Like a battered wife. Oh,
just stick your head around the door.
Hang on, sorry. I remember on one of the TVIs I've been on, we talked about new words. I remember this. Word, inured.
Inert.
Do you know what that means?
Means like astounded. Exactly like, no. I mean, awe of it.
No, inert, you.
U-R-E-D.
Yeah.
Is it sort of immune almost to it?
Yeah, you become inert because, but through a negative thing. So say, you're used to loads of, but because of a negative thing. So, God, that must be difficult being on social media. You get loads of abuse. And I'm inert now.
Yeah.
Because the bad thing is happening. So you're inert by Julian.
By Julian's filth.
Yeah.
I think he's in awe, you mean.
It's everyone else. But there you go, inert.
Anyway, so we went into the changing room.
Yes.
Did we go into the normal changing rooms where there is family cubicles.
So we
can actually just go and have our own big cubicle now, me and Twyla. But to go through it, you have to go through either the men's or the women's main changing rooms. And Twyla will walk through the men's.
Yeah, of course.
Out into the main family.
That's what real men's cocks look like, Twyla.
Well, that's exactly, this is it. I forgot. I've not been in a gym changing room for a long
time. No! So
we went in.
I took Ren in there some dicks flapping about.
Man, there was just an old man wearing fucking sliders.
Old men are the
fully
worst,
naked,
mate.
Just drying his hair in a mirror, just like full
shit. They don't give a shit.
I think they want you to look at their cock.
Yeah, oh, I didn't look at it. I looked at his saggy ass.
Imagine he turned round and it just slapped your daughter, the cock.
Oh, mate.
Julian, what have you done? What have you done to me?
But it was that thing where I'm like, I get it, where it's a men's changing room.
It's awful.
And obviously I'm with my daughter, so I'm the one, I'm taking her through to the toilets and to the other changing rooms.
Yeah.
I was just like, I forgot that I never walked around with my cock out in a dressing
room. I don't get my cock out.
I'm not Louis
CK.
I won't get changed in front of men, like just casually and just open up. I'll cover myself a bit, you know what I mean? Yeah. If they see a little
bit more coquettish.
Yeah. just tease them. I'll do a strip.
Just put your trousers
just
down.
Put
really
some music
slow.
On my phone. Start sliding them down. Cheeky boys. What's up, kings?
Oh my god, Jesus.
But some people just standing with dicks out.
Yeah.
It's unacceptable.
I don't do that, mate.
Unacceptable. Yeah, I just don't get it at all.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Did anyone do anything? Because, you know, you brought your...
I know, because basically it was very quick. We walked in, and as we walked in, this guy was just there looking at himself in a mirror, drying his hair.
Was it Tom Bates? I'm so sorry.
It was just... I didn't mean to do anything. We literally passed him, but she probably didn't see anything. Like, she was just like, you know...
Good, thank God.
She's a toddler. She just has no focus
whatsoever. She wouldn't
whatsoever.
Be shocked by... How old is she?
2.5
Yeah,
2.75
It's like normal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Someone taking out a room full of cocks.
Oh, God.
That's the new normal, mate.
Please.
As I told you about when I took her to the Natural History Museum the other week. Me and Hannah took us. We had a little family day out. It was lovely.
Because the dinosaurs had their dicks out.
No, but basically there was a. You know when you go into the Natural History Museum and there's like they've got other animals and stuff. There's a big a statue of a giraffe.
They say
statue, it's like a model giraffe.
Yeah.
Full size. It's a male giraffe.
Not even real bones,
are
they?
It does have a penis. I don't know. But Twyla saw the giraffe and it had a willy hanging out. And she went, oh, that's like the thing that daddy has hanging out of his bum. That's her concept of what.
Did she walk in on you one time or what?
A dildo hanging out my house.
Giraffe skin dildo.
I was spit roasting myself with two dildos. No, it was.
That's what daddy fucks himself with.
Oh my good lord! Oh, well,
it's great to see you since you've been a celebrity.
But those
nice to be cancelled again.
But the Natural History Museum, I used to think they were the real bones of the dinosaurs.
So what are they?
They're not actual bones.
T-Rexes, the real thing.
It's a replica.
Actual...
The bones are kind of...
Are the bones at Natural History Museum real?
No.
Or has Julian fallen down a conspiracy rabbit hole?
Yes.
No,
they're not even actually... The real bones aren't actually that old. They're 3,000 years. And it was when Jesus was
from 1952.
In the meantime, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Whilst you were in Ireland, I was also in Ireland.
Oh, yeah.
You were there for birthday celebrations. I was there. For funeral, my nan passed away, 96. Yeah, no, thank
Sorry
you.
To hear that, man.
Celebration of life, yes. More than,
More
than sadness. So, but quite a lot of things happened that I thought were characteristic of Ireland.
Yes.
And it's that the country has such a distinct personality.
Most countries do, I think. I think England is one of the rare countries that doesn't really have an identity.
I think passive aggression.
In Ireland?
In England.
Oh, in England, yeah. I suppose, but that's not an identity.
No, sorry. But character, yes, you're right. Yes, you're right about identity. Just characteristics where it's like, and you go, this sounds like a joke. It sounds like I'm living in a joke or a sitcom, but this really happened. So, like, one of my nan's neighbours had a pint in her hand. And my auntie said, I can't remember her name, is like Mrs. O'Flanagan away. Like, oh, Mrs. O'Flanagan, I thought you'd been drinking the vodka. You prefer the vodka? And she went, ah, nah, geez, I can't be drinking today.
Yeah.
She's got a pint.
Yes.
In her hand.
Yeah.
And that country does not drink. And like I'm living in
driving
a kind
beer.
Of Irish
is
a joke.
There is a cultural identity.
Yeah.
It's very, the stereotypes are based on reality, aren't they?
Did you get tempted to drink there?
No.
How long haven't you drunk in?
A few years.
Oh, that's good.
I don't know. I've not done. I'm kind of gutted. I don't have the date.
Yeah, a few years.
Yeah, absolutely.
We had a funny one on the. We walked into this local pub in the little village where my mum's from. It's a small town, and I walked in with my. I was there first, and my aunt and my uncle walked in.
Yeah.
And my uncle, where he lives, on a little road around the corner. And there just happened to be three different people in there that all are basically his neighbour, a guy who lives two doors down. Obviously, it's not surprising there, but here it would be weird if you walked.
Oh, totally.
If you walked into a pub and three of your neighbours were in the same pub.
Oh yeah.
You'd think this is insane.
Yes, absolutely.
And they'd all walked in. They'd all been there independently. Because they all just know if they walk in there, someone's going to be in there they can drink with. So, three of them sitting there. So they're all sitting out at the bar together. These three, and my uncle walks in. And he goes like, "How are you?" Like that. And then one of them went basically because they live on Marion Road. And he looked around, looked at his two, looked at my uncle Christian, went, "Jesus, who's looking after Marion Road tonight?" And it was such a lovely little, you wouldn't get that anywhere else.
Yeah,
really,
that's very nice.
I mean?
Cozy little community.
Yes, nice.
My auntie said, Sean, how did you enjoy? I'm a jungle.
We've got some questions, actually.
Do you?
Yeah, we'll get into them in a minute.
Do we always do the questions?
Yeah.
Is this a new thing?
It's a new thing.
Because we normally get them and then forget to read them out.
Okay.
We plug our TVI WhatsApp group.
Okay. That's a good idea.
People join it.
Let's have a look at some questions.
All right, who do you prefer out of Ant and Dec?
Where did that one go? I didn't see that one.
So the questions are to me or us, and that one's just specifically
that one's
at
to
me.
You. They're all to you, yeah.
Well, do you know what?
Know what I prefer.
Tell him he owes me 20 quid for looking after Mildred last night.
Oh, yeah.
That's Michelle. Massive fan of TVI.
Yes.
I got her into TVI.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, an absolute pleasure.
Did she actually look after your dog?
Yeah, Michelle lives around the corner.
Oh, lovely.
And is
that's
a massive
nice.
TVI fan.
Oh,
she's like, she's a bit like, Michelle would be a bit like, the equivalent of like your uncle and the brothers and the partners, is like our my postcode family.
Oh, lovely.
You know, and so she looked after the dog, and I didn't pay her. Yeah, I'll pay you I'll put it in your account, Michelle. Thank you.
So Ant and Dec, talk us through Ant and Dec.
I love Ant and Dec. Do you love Ant and Dec?
I think everyone loves Ant and Dec.
Yeah, totally.
I will say,
it's amazing.
Like, they've got such an impressive career. When you think about it, like, because you're a few years younger than me, but I was right in that age of Bike
PJ
Road,
and Duncan, yeah.
You know, where they were probably the same age as me. I think I was their age watching PJ and Duncan. Bike Grove wasn't, because it was a Geordie TV show. I think for Londoners, we just thought it was a bit of a kids' TV show. It wasn't a big part of our...
Yes.
You know, I didn't love it. It wasn't Grange Hill.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So... No one could have predicted it.
It was said with such pride. Grange Hill. I mean, it was all right. It wasn't Grange Hill levels.
But no one would have predicted they would have got... And there was no sign that they could then go on to, some pop level of pop success and then basically the kings of live
entertainment. They're kings, and they're so...
Of TV entertainment.
And they're just so, like... They're amazing at what they do. They're the best at what they do. And then you meet them and they, I love it. I love it when they don't let you down. And I bet they know that. Yeah. They've learnt that. Just never let anyone down. Yeah. Always be like what they want you to be. That, to keep that up, I just...
Who do you
have big respect?
Deck, yeah. But, I wonder out of all that level of sort of entertainment star, your Davina McCall, to people that you'd think of as like... If you go to like... Imagine they've got a new entertainment show on ITV, Channel 4, whatever.
Yeah.
And you think of the names that are going to be in the hat for it.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, Ant and Dec are almost on a league of their own. But after that, all them ones like sort of Dermot O'Leary, then people.
Dermot's
just
good, isn't he?
But I wonder, out of them, who's the one that is going to be the biggest shock when you meet them? Like, you know what I mean? Is there got to be one where you're like, they are super famous, light entertainment, everyone loves them, that behind closed doors is a fuckhead? Do you know what I mean?
Well, I don't.
I think Davina's nice.
I reckon she's nice. I've heard.
I think Schofield's not.
Oh, Schofield would be. But I think that's that. The cracks have already begun. Yeah.
I think Dermot's probably a nice guy.
Yeah. I reckon Dermot is probably.
Ant and
Dec
are nice, aren't they? Yeah,
lovely.
Yeah. I'll tell you the one with the bigger forehead was especially nice. I thought. Well, I met him twice.
Why have you met him twice?
I met him at some party thing like years ago. And also at BGT.
Oh, Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, of course he did.
He was really nice.
Yeah. Lovely. I do you know who I text occasionally? In fact, I was speaking to him yesterday.
Hancock.
Eamon
Holmes.
Love Eamon Holmes.
And so is he nicer than...
Lovely man.
Because he's probably the opposite in that. No, I mean, I think everyone thinks he's all right. But he's not like everyone doesn't know him. Everyone, not everyone's like fucking. I love Eamon Holmes.
Oh, really?
But I heard him on your podcast, and I thought he was brilliant.
Forgot he had done.
I thought
podcast.
He was really funny.
He's such a nice guy.
Well, that's what I mean. He comes across better on. I listened to your podcast, and I came away thinking, you know, I've never really thought much about him other than just him being like a morning TV host.
He's a pro, I bet. Any like,
but
he came broadcaster.
I thought
it's just a lovely. It's always the thing in life, isn't it? If you're hidden behind the auto cue or whatever, there's a restriction. Plus, you're on daytime television.
So the rules are so strict.
And if they can do it in that sort of restriction, like just be warm and like nice people, when they're free, I bet it's nice, isn't it?
Who do you reckon you don't? Is there anyone you don't? So not just presenters. Is there anyone? You know how people irrationally hate. Yes. People on television. Mm. Do you have any where you go, I've not, and we all know working in this business that it's irrational to dislike someone you've not met. You've got to meet,
of course.
Television doesn't mean anything, but sometimes there are people you go, I can't stand that person.
Yeah, they're like Richard Osman a little bit. I don't know why.
So I've met him a few times and he was absolutely lovely.
So you're not getting on House of Games now, you do realize. That's over for you.
But
we've probably just gone to the Patreon chunk. Mm. So Richard Osman might not get mentioned.
Yeah,
try and get that on
Patreon.
Might now be a Patreon to
There you go, you might get on
we'll
House
cut it
there.
Just after Osman. Just as he says Osman, we'll just go. Right, thanks for listening to the public episode.
I mean, what's he going to do? He ain't going to, like, hurt me, is he?
No, not at all.
Fucking muller him.
But,
fucking stab him up, mate.
He got married to, is it Katie Wicks?
Who's Katie Wicks?
Basically, she used, what's that noise?
Is that me? Blink-182?
Lucas Paul.
Yeah, it's Blink-182 coming out of your headphones.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry.
We just got what? It just comes on at random.
No,
times of the day.
I must have pressed play by mistake.
I have to give them royalties.
I've
done it again.
Richard Osman, he got like divorced. He's
probably a really nice guy.
But I don't know how his family.
I just don't
ended,
like his.
You're not getting on.
But
House
he
games,
was. But yeah, he.
Don't want him.
He's now
going to, that
I think
shit
to Katie
show.
Wicks, the actor slash comedian who. I've met a few times.
He says
times
he's
past.
Married to Ingrid.
Ingrid Oliver. I always get them two mixed up. Not Katie Wicks. Ingrid Oliver.
Who's Ingrid Oliver?
She was in a sketch group called Something and Oliver.
Watson and Oliver.
Watson and Oliver. Very fun. Like from when we started, they were like, they would have been in that sort of Pappy's group of like people sketch groups that like were cult fringe favourites.
Ah, not that good then. I'm joking. I like them guys, man.
Like, do you know what? I listened briefly back to. I scanned through the Tom Binns episode, and now we're on Patreon. We can talk a bit freer. But we dug out so many comedians by accident. Like, there's not even like bad ways, but there was a bit where I talk about how much of a nutter Brendan Burns is. Like, we just kept.
You've said that.
That's all right.
A lot,
that's all right.
And then we were talking. There was a few comments about other like. you know, comment like this.
Nutter's all right. Because if someone called me a nutter, I wouldn't mind that.
But like we were talking about, because basically it came up that the year Tom Binns got nominated for the main award, it was the same year that Andrew Maxwell. Brendan Burns and Brendan
Andrew
Burns
Lawrence was
it.
A lovely guy. I've met him. I like you
Andrew.
Know him, didn't
I know,
you?
Yeah, but
I don't really know.
I think he's just gone a bit mad, a bit bitter, and a bit sort of twisted by his career not going where he thought it would, even though he had loads of options and opportunities. And I do think the reaction to his little meltdown was massively over the top. And yeah, you know, it is what it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
People just fucking, it's a bit of a feeding frenzy. But anyway, let's forget all that.
Yes.
So I just scanned through it to check. He didn't say anything illegal. That was and I realized when I was listening to it that I don't have the legal knowledge to know if we did. So all that happens, I listen to our podcast for
just
the first time ever.
On the law. Hi everybody, that's the end of the public episode.
Thanks for listening. Now if you would like to hear more, you can go over to patreon.com/
We Are TVI. You have to put it in the search bar.
Because we still haven't taken it off adult content.
Because it's triple X.
It's dirty. Filthy.
Nice.
Get your willies out when you listen. but yeah, go over to Patreon, sign up. What's the tiers? I can't remember what it is. Three?
We've got £3, £5, £10 and £20.
That's what I mean. The 20 is a joke one. £10 is sort of a joke as well. £3 gets you just all the back catalogue, extra episodes, and
hours and hours. Hours.
I mean, there's I don't know how I'm 100
hours
extra sort of episodes. And the £5 tier, you get all that as well. But you also, if you wish, get to join the TVI WhatsApp group. And
you can also see the full episode or listen to the full episode with a £3 tier.
Yeah. So
£5 gets you the WhatsApp group.
Yeah. Excellent. That's it. That's all you need to know. Get over to Patreon if you want more.
Thanks for listening.
Otherwise,
though,
just thanks for listening to the public episode. And we'll
please like and share.
Yeah, give it a share, mate. Tell your friends. Tell your families. Tell your kids. Bye-bye.
Love you.
I died of AIDS in an alleyway. I'm alright, bro.